You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. At the beginning of the pandemic last year, resort towns in Idaho, as well as other Western states, worried about what would happen to their tourism-based economies. Would tourists still come? And would they spend their money in those towns? Would businesses even be able to survive? Well, in McCall, the answer to those questions is becoming clearer. Joining us now to tell us about the economic boom in this west central mountain town of Idaho are Autumn Robertson and Don Day of Boise Dev. Thanks for both of you coming on the show today.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hey, Autumn, let's start with you because you recently wrote a piece in Boise Dev about the economic activity in the McCall area since the pandemic. So what made you decide, you know what, I want to look into this, I want to write this? Because what were you hearing or seeing that piqued your interest?
Right. So about a year ago, McCall officials told visitors to stay out of the area until the pandemic had kind of cleared up and got better. And I'd been following that and watching event cancellations and businesses close. So there had obviously been a lot going on with the economy. And so I was waiting until around this time of the year to write it because of the year mark in March. And before I started, I looked up the local option tax receipts and noticed there was a massive spike at the beginning of this year compared to last. And then I decided to also look at housing prices, which also saw a huge increase.
So let's talk about that, Autumn, the real estate, because in the article, you do compare median home income prices before the pandemic. So back in 2019 to now, talk a little bit about what you found out.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy. So in 2019, the median house price for January was $447,500. And this year in January, it was $779,500, which is a huge increase. And a lot of that has to do with the supply and demand. There's traditionally, as far as I know, maybe Don knows more than me, but since I've been covering it, there's not a lot of rentals available in the area. And with so many people fleeing to the mountains throughout the pandemic for this new style of vacation, there's been a higher demand for these rentals and still not a lot of rentals to go around. So the prices have just skyrocketed with housing.
And Don, do we know whether this COVID boom is for like second home purchase primarily, or are people moving to the McCall area and living year round?
Yes, they're both. I think that, you know, McCall is an amazing place. I think anybody who's been here, I'm actually up here right now, knows that. And second homes are definitely in demand, and not just for residents of the Treasure Valley, but more broadly. You know, I was having dinner the other day, and I overheard a couple talking about selling their rentals wherever they lived. I didn't catch that. Mm-hmm. And buying one here and spending part of the year here and renting it out. And I think that that's a common thing. It doesn't take long here to go, wow, this is a special place. The weather's warm in the summer and lots of snow for skiing in the winter. But people are also moving here because telework has made that increasingly possible. You know, there's, I think, a fairly prominent former Boise State coach who lives up here. I don't think that's a secret. I don't think I'm saying anything that people don't know. And, you know, it's a great place to retire. It's a great place to tackle a second career or a pivot. Just like we've talked about, Gemma, with Boise, you know, if you have a job that allows you to be mobile now, McCall's not a bad place to make that happen.
Mm-hmm. But Don, how's the infrastructure for this? Because, I mean, McCall is a small town. I mean, you know, for all intents and purposes. What, I think there's two grocery stores. It's not big. And I'm also curious about what, you know, locals, folks who've lived there for a long time, feel about all of this.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that that goes both ways. You have some locals who are like, you know what, this is great. This is a way for us to grow. Our businesses can grow. It'll create more opportunity. But there's also locals that are unhappy with it and are frustrated about the changes that growth brings. And, you know, one of the things I think that Autumn has highlighted in her reporting is you really have this, I don't like the word bifurcated, but you really have this bifurcated market for housing where, and this has come up in coverage of some of the issues in this town, where you have a lot of people who are working class or you know, even around the poverty line that live here. And then you have people who have huge homes. In fact, we did a story, Gemma, and I think we talked about it in Idaho Matters about the city of McCall limiting new homes to 10,000 square feet. And 10,000 square feet is a lot. Now that includes like garages and porches and stuff. Yeah. But this is a big house. So, you know, that it's interesting because you hear that and you're like, oh, well, they're going to try and make the houses a little smaller, but only slightly. And it shows the impact that these new houses are having, and people with significant means are moving here and building large properties where you still have a lot of people who are just trying to make ends meet.
Mm-hmm. And Autumn, talk to us about some of the factors that are unique to McCall's housing market.
Right. So the two big things I think of is the weather. Like Dawn said, there's a lot of snow in the winter, and that limits the time that people can come up and build. And along with that is the lack of short-term rentals for workers to stay in during those seasons.
Mm. And Autumn, you wrote last year, and you mentioned this in the very beginning, about rentals. And there was an uptick in rentals that we saw last year, as you wrote about, with some folks basically deciding to ride out the pandemic, you know, by the lake, you know, take it easy. Is the region expecting a similar trend this summer with short-term rentals? And if they are, I mean, is there availability?
That's hard to say now. I talked to a couple of my sources when I was writing the story about that, and they're not sure yet. But when I think about it, maybe less people will be trying to go to places like McCall this summer with the vaccine. And we're not near the end of COVID yet, but I think a lot of people are going to view this as a time to get back to normal vacationing. So I guess we'll see when it comes, but it's definitely something on my radar to watch.
And I'll add something just anecdotal here. My wife was uh-huh. We have a wedding to attend up here this summer, and we were trying to find availability at one of the hotel properties here. And I'll just say it's at Shore Lodge, and there isn't much all summer. And what is available mm-hmm. is very pricey. Now that's not a short-term rental, but I think that the demand for people coming up here will remain strong because you're going to have people who, you know what, maybe they have that vaccine. They're going to try that first vacation. They're going to stay close to home. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to see what we saw last season, which is people who were comfortable in getting out a little bit, and McCall was a good destination. So I think it's going to be pretty busy here. That's just kind of my anecdotal feeling.
Yeah.
And Dawn, you know, and it's interesting. I know you mentioned this about, like, you know, the second homes and yes, people are coming from the Treasure Valley. But we also know people are coming from out of state. Do you see any correlation with Boise's growth driving these home purchases, or is that not really a significant factor? Cause I tell you, I mean, I can't go up to McCall without running into somebody. I mean, I literally ran into my neighbor at the grocery store one day. I mean, my next door neighbor.
Abso-freaking-lutely, Gemma. I had one of those where I got the Souza brothers, the one that works at St. Alphonsus and the one that's on the Garden City City Council, confused in a Twitter thread this summer. And the one that works at St. Al's is like, I'm not my brother, bro. And I was like, I'm sorry. So yeah, sorry, I mean, I think that, you know, it's a friend of mine called McCall Meridian North. And there's a lot of truth to that. I mean, it's, you know, people up here call them Flatlanders. So I guess I'm a Flatlander. And there's definitely a big piece of that, because folks who maybe moved to the Boise area will look for vacation homes. And, you know, we've talked a lot about people who maybe purchased a home in Washington or in California in 2010, and they saw the home value double or triple, and they sold that home and they walk away with, you know, maybe $500,000 in cash or $750,000 mm-hmm. in cash or $1 million in cash. And they can buy a home in Boise and they still have money left over. And, you know, second home prices up here are high, but it's attainable for somebody if you just happen to have won the real estate lottery, for lack of a better term, to do that here. And that's part of what's driving this housing market.
So before we go, I do want to talk about business growth in particular. Can we talk local option tax, Dawn? And how can you remind us how you and Autumn were able to use that information to actually compare how businesses have done during COVID as compared to before the pandemic?
Yeah, so Idaho state law allows resort communities to assess an extra sales tax. In McCall, that works in two ways. They assess a tax on lodging, and they assess a sales tax, what's called the street tax. So it's, you know, stuff that you buy at the store, essentially. And that is great because it allows you to directly see the activity that's happening in all of the hotels and Airbnbs and then at the store. And what Autumn found out is that went up. It went up last summer, and it's continued to rise as we've gone through the pandemic. Frankly, you know, so we hired Autumn on a grant to look at the post COVID recovery of both the McCall area and Sun Valley. And when I applied for that grant, it was a year ago this week, actually. I was like, boy, this, it's going to be such a challenge, and this is going to be a big story, and they're going to have so much trouble. And that's not been what we found. And in fact, I think the opposite has been true. The economy in both of these areas has really risen up, and the local option tax data really shows that, if Autumn has anything to add there.
Oh, no, I don't. That's absolutely true.
So I have a question for both of you before I let you go. It does sound like that, you know, real estate agents, businesses that are serving these second homeowners, as well as tourists, I mean, they're doing well, right? Is anyone losing out up there in this economic boom? And Autumn, I'll start with you and finish with Dawn.
Yeah, I think most obvious is low-income residents with the housing competition and the rising cost of living. And also people who rely on these events that have been canceled, like caterers and businesses such as that, are really struggling to get back on their feet.
And Dawn?
Yeah, and I will add that, you know, I think that business owners are seeing some struggles because finding people who can work is really difficult. And Autumn did a great story on this last fall. It's tough to find people, and you will see this. You know, we're kind of in the slack season up here, but a lot of the restaurants are closed, and they're closed at sort of offbeat times when you would expect them maybe to be open. And it's because of staffing. They can't find enough people to work, and they can't make the numbers pencil with the rising competition for wages with those workers, and making the prices all work out. So it's an interesting time of growth and change here.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you can't have seasonal workers come in if they can't afford to live in the area, let's say in the summer or the winter.
Yeah. I mean, we're in Sun Valley, they run buses to Twin Falls, for instance, back and forth to Twin Falls every day. How are you going to do that here? Boise's a little far.
Yeah.
So maybe workers are moving further out and they're living in the Meadows Valley, or they're living in Horseshoe Bend or outside of Cascade, but all those areas are having challenges too. So there's no simple solution here to just bus people in. And some places have figured out creative solutions. Shore Lodge, for instance, has long had employee housing that they operate themselves. And there's been some other things, but that's a big concern here, is how they're going to have a workforce that can support all this business.
Well, always great work that you guys do. We've been talking with Boise Dev reporter Autumn Robertson and Boise Dev founder Dawn Day. Of course, we'll link Autumn's story on our website. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Up next, how to bring more birds and bees to your yard.